Welcome back to today's Lele Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb. Earlier this year, I caught up with Eli Grunendike, a former member of the Pella Christian football team and a current pastor in the Minneapolis area, to talk about the 20th year of football on Eagle Lane. Eli, thanks for joining us. And let's just start by talking about your experience when they first announced that. I know you were telling me you were a middle schooler when that announcement was made. What was that experience like just getting, as an eighth grader, that realization that football is going to be here at Pella Christian?
It was a dream come true. I mean, growing up, we would play football at recess at Pella Christian, grade school almost every day. And I even remember, you know, as a bunch of my friends during the winter time, they would push all the snow up along the right side of like the concrete playground recess area. And we had this rule. I don't know if the teachers really liked it. We tried to do it when they weren't looking. But if you're running up that right sideline when there was a pile of snow, we had the tackle rule that you could get tackled into the snow. And obviously that was just winter coats and stuff, and we never got hurt. It was a great time. But when we found out that our high school was getting like real football with real pads and, you know, real games, all of us were, yeah, very, very excited because we had been playing at recess for years. You know, we watched football on TV, and so we were excited for that opportunity.
That is pretty exciting. And just, you know, being one of the first individuals to be a part of football at Pella Christian, I know that it had to be a little bit of a challenge, right? I mean, I know that you played in the playground and stuff growing up, but what was that kind of like, just really learning the sport and how to play it in a manner from individuals such as Jerry Staton, who's a Hall of Fame coach here in Iowa, and just some of those individuals, just learning from them as this new version maybe of football is being introduced to you in a way that maybe wasn't present on the playground?
Yeah, so there was a big learning curve because obviously when you're playing with no pads, you're just, you know, quarterback's back there and maybe you have the five Mississippi count and you're just thrown to receivers and it's either one or two-hand touch. So I remember our first year of varsity football when I was a sophomore, we went to Knoxville, I believe, and I was playing wide receiver and also outside linebacker. And like, I think it was literally my first play on defense. I was the outside linebacker. They ran a sweep to my direction and their receiver came down and cracked me so bad. I know Coach Staton would call those snot bubblers. And that was definitely my experience on one of my first plays. And that's just a part of learning tackle football. And so, yeah, I had some learning experiences, but I mean, it was really fun. Even from my sophomore year, I think we went 2-7 or something, to my junior year, kind of turning it around, going 7-2, and then making the playoffs the following year as a senior was thrilling for us as, you know, high school kids, for our parents. And I would say that's a lot to the coaching of Coach Staton and Coach Kack, because they knew how to teach us and motivate us and, yeah, train us to play well on the field.
I can certainly attest, great coaching does make all the difference in there. And when you just look back on your time at Pella Christian, I know you just kind of alluded to one of those moments is kind of your welcome to high school varsity football here. But when you think back on those times, what are some of the moments that stand out to you from your time as a part of the Pella Christian football program?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of great moments that I can still remember. And I'd say one of the top ones, and you said you talked to Trey already, but when we were going for the district championship, and it was, I think, the second to last game, and we were playing the other top team in the district, and it was, I believe, a 6-point game, and we got the ball. It was just a couple minutes left. We had, you know, the drive. We had to score a touchdown with the extra point. And so it came, I think it was like 3 fourth down conversions. I think I caught one or two of those. Kyle Nichols scrambled for one or two of those. And then we literally had like one play left. And Kyle Nichols rolled right. I was on the right side, but we did a back throw over the middle of the field, which was a great play call by Coach Kack. And Trey caught the touchdown as time expired and then kick the extra point to give us the lead and the win in the district championship. And that was just, you know, when you get together with brothers in Christ and you work hard every day to accomplish a mission, and winning the district was our mission, and to be able to do that with a great group of friends and coaches, that was a highlight for sure.
That is cool. And it's funny just hearing you say that. It's just all the details. It's so funny how we remember those moments so vividly. It's just, you know, we can't necessarily remember what we had for lunch yesterday, but, you know, you remember things like that. It's just so cool to hear that. But just as you've now gotten away from the program and you've just seen that level of success, you talked about it, I think it was your junior year, you mentioned making the postseason for the first time. And it's been kind of a tradition ever since for Pella Christian football to end up in the postseason. This year, they're hoping to make it 17 playoff appearances in the 20 years of football that Pella Christian has had, and 18 of those being at the varsity level. When you just look at that success that Pella Christian has had and being a part of that first group of guys to find that success, what does that mean to you to have kind of helped lay the foundation for what has come in the years since for this program?
Yeah, I mean, it means a ton. I mean, my mom is still living in Pella and goes to a football game every once in a while. She gives me all the updates, and yeah, I mean, I'll check in with scores and even watch them online from occasion if I can. And I mean, I know you're talking to, or you talked to Levi Jungling already, but like, I remember when I was a high school kid, helping him with Bible camp when he was, I think, a fourth or fifth grader, and then even basketball camp at the school. And I was like, I like this kid. He's going to be a great athlete. Like, I hope the best for him. And so to kind of, you know, track to see how well he did, just to continue that tradition was very fun. And yeah, I think the consistency of Coach Kack being there for so many years definitely keeps me attentive, because again, he had a huge impact on my life that I still am influenced by today. And so knowing the type of man of God he is and the way that he is coached them up for football, but also for life, like, I just love that he's continuing to do that and they're able to find that success on the football field, but also just that life transformation that I know is happening. It's just encouraging to hear about.
That is really cool. And just from that standpoint, kind of looking, I know you kind of alluded to the Bible camp part. It's kind of funny you mentioned that, because now with your role as a pastor, you know, this feature, people may not even see the connection in this, but, you know, a lot of times it's something that can be related in football and in, you know, faith and things like that. What are some of the things that you take away from your time playing football at Pella Christian that you have carried with you as you have begun this next journey of your life, or have gotten into your career as a pastor, or just, you know, as you've getting into family life, things of that nature? What are the things you've taken away from football that you relate to those other avenues of your life?
Yeah, it's a great question. I guess I'll start with the football piece for starters, because I mean, I played high school football, wide receiver, middle linebacker at Pella Christian, and that eventually led me to play football at Northwestern College up in Orange City, Iowa. And I mean, I made some of my best friends through the team. Two of them were my groomsmen in my wedding, and I'm still good friends with them today. And even moving on, when I was in seminary, I went to Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Chicago, and they had this program where if you helped coach one of the undergraduate teams, it was a good scholarship program for graduate school. So then I got to coach wide receivers for Trinity International University. And I mean, that was great to coach those players, you know, some of the same skills and drills that I learned at PC football, but then also being able to minister to them as, you know, I was a theology tutor, so I got to have some really good faith conversations with some of these guys from all over the country here for football. So obviously that there's a straight trajectory, and even coming out of college, I did coach high school football up in Okoboji for a couple seasons. And so again, great opportunities to minister to young men. And I'd say, so that's like the football piece. The life piece, which is so valuable to me, is like in a big way, Coach Kak taught me how to be a good dad. I remember in the middle of practice, like we were doing some intense tackling drills or something, and Coach Kak's getting us all like fired up, and his like little daughter comes, and it seems like the Red Sea parted, like all of us just kind of got out of the way, and his daughter ran up, and he turned from like this intense coaching, and then he knelt down and was this like warm, loving father, and just gave his daughter a huge hug and said, "I love you." You know, he turned into this such tender-hearted, loving guy, and then a second later he's standing up coaching us again. And for me in high school, like we had some family issues, and so to see him so committed to his faith in Christ and so committed to loving his wife and his kids, that was like, wow, like that is a role model for me. Like I can strive to be like that and have those same commitments while still like getting to do what I love. So I think the man of God, the father piece, was obviously the biggest impact that still impacts me today as I'm married and I got a 3-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son, which is super fun. And even with ministry, like I still remember after every practice, like Coach Kak would finish with like a 2 to 3 minute Bible verse or some type of devotional. And I remember talking to him after one of those devotionals, and I think I was one of the senior captains that year and had a good relationship with him, and he's like, "Well, we got activated physically, now we got to get activated spiritually. Like we can't just leave you without anything to think about or, you know, to grow." And like I still think about that with you know, if we're doing youth ministry events at the church, or even like if I'm hanging out with my guys who are, you know, all husbands and dads, like we can talk about life, talk about whatever, but it kind of inspired me to always bring up something with our walk with God and with the gospel or the scriptures, because yeah, I think the Spirit will help us grow if we stay active. You know, we want to be physically healthy, but we also want to be spiritually healthy. And that's something I picked up from PC football.
That's really cool. And I find it just funny. I, you know, not to make you feel old or anything like that, because I know that that's never the intent here, but it's just funny to hear you talk about his young daughter coming out there, because now that both of them are in high school and great athletes in their own respect, it's just, it's funny to hear that. But, you know, it's very true to see that, because you, going to these events, you see them at all the volleyball and softball and track and field events. It's really cool to hear that. But just coming back to this interview too, just when you think of Pella Christian football and what it means to be a member of Pella Christian football and have participated in it, what does that mean to you when someone were to ask you, what is Pella Christian football all about?
I would say life transformation. And as I alluded to, like when you're teenage boy, like there's a lot of things going on in your heart and in your mind. And so to kind of get to run around, tackle people, you know, score touchdowns, go through the highs and lows of football season with Christian friends, with, you know, Christian coaches that can be a role model, that definitely helped me mature in a much needed way. And I know that's what's continuing. So I think that's a really great sports program when you can have that excellence in your competition, but also in your character. And yeah, it may sound a little cliche, but man, that's what I experienced. And I think that's what PC football is still doing.
Once again, thanks to Eli Grunendike, a former member of the Pella Christian football program and a current pastor in the Minneapolis area, for joining us to talk about the 20th year of football in Eagle Lane.